I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Some of the biggest patriots aren't even allowed to worship God in the countries they love. Take Pastor Strong, a Sudanese believer who knows the struggles of persecution all too well.
The government in Sudan, they want to Islamize the whole population. And also they want to finish with the Christianity in faith of Sudan.
And yet that's not stopping believers from going into refugee camps and local communities to share the truth and love of Christ.
They are in midst of trial and persecution, hunger, a lot of problem, but in midst of that, they rejoice.
We'll connect you with more information at missionnews.org. And a ministry is seeing lives changed through their summer camp programs. In Russia, many orphan children struggle with anger and feelings of abandonment. SOAR International partners with a local church to serve children, youth, and adults from orphanages and communities. In the summers, they teach valuable life skills alongside the gospel. Joanna Mangione of SOAR says she's been privileged to see the impact year after year.
Their lives are changing, and it's amazing to see from one year to the next them go from being grumpy and not smiling and angry and violent to eyes that are twinkling with joy and smiles and laughter. Be praying for the kids and the adults and the youth who are coming, that they would feel God's love and that their hearts would be open and prepared to hear about Him.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Want stories that help you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.